This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear them. Look, there were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're just terrible.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. Yeah, this is Real Joe. Yes, we are going, we are live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, you may find, I should rephrase that. You will find smarter people than I are up in the website. Okay? I mean, really, I really, tell you the truth, I easily get distracted, right? I easily, all you got to do is have these windows start popping up in front of my face and I go somewhere else. You don't need me anymore. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the emails that you send, the shows that you send, the links to the shows that you send. You know, there's a lot going on out there, a lot to keep up with. You know? The tragedy that took place in Orlando a few days ago. And we, you know, we're still reeling from it. I get it. People want answers. People want to know, you know, I love that President Obama went to Orlando today. And when he gets out there to talk to people, he does, you know, it's not so much I'm saddened by your loss. I'm sorry for your loss. Right? No, it's he wants an explanation from gun rights supporters. Because, again, we're right back to, I know you're tired of hearing it. You've probably been hearing it all day long. But again, we're right back to it's the gun's fault. How about this? Let's start off this way. It's the government's fault. Because, you know, the government does everything so well. But here's a guy that, for all intents and purposes, should not have been allowed to buy guns right now. Needed to be checked. Needed to be, when you're being investigated, think about all the things that were going on in his life. Right? He'd been picked up three times and questioned. One of them because of all the nasties he was doing at work, threatening to come back and kill them or shoot them. Right? Then being physical with his wife. And having these ties to, I don't care if they're ties where he's just, or most of what he's looking at on his computer, is how to join ISIS. I mean, there's reason enough right there, don't you think? And even if it's only temporary. Even if you force it from within the law, us, Leons, right-wing conservative constitutionalists, we kind of love to tweak it the way we want it. When it comes to freedom of speech, do you really think our forefathers had in mind that we'd be allowed to swear at cops? You think that's what they, when they sat down and said, you know what? We should allow the people to swear at the authority figures. That's what we need freedom of speech for, right? You think that's what that was all about? Because it wasn't. But I just want to know if that's what you think. When you're talking about the to right to bear arms, do you really feel that they thought that there was without restriction? You know, like the town fool, the town alcoholic, You know, maybe back then they had they had things like bipolar. They just didn't know what they were. I mean, seriously, I'd like to hear from somebody on the right. I'd like to hear somebody tell me that no, under no circumstances, no how ever is someone to be kept from having a gun. I want to hear that. Because we do the same thing they do to a degree. We get all emotional about it, too. Okay, who's going to decide who has the right to have a gun, who doesn't? Who's going to this, who's going to that? And we end up getting that round argument about you can't ban somebody from having a gun because you never know who's going to ban somebody from having a gun or how they're going to get it back. That's great. That's wonderful. That doesn't make sense either. I'm sorry. Doesn't for me anyhow. There has to be some kind of stipulation. There has to be some kind of guideline somewhere that says, well, maybe not forever, but you know, we're gonna pick up your guns for a couple of weeks, sir. I don't know what the verbiage is. I don't know how you make it happen. I just want you to think about it. Guy should not have had a gun. Period. But for Obama to go and say the Orlando Memorial and demand an explanation from the gun rights supporters, I want an explanation from him as to why he won't support America, why he won't support Americans. I want to know why he so supports the rights of I don't even know. I'm trying to come up with a different word than the one everybody else uses. Instead of saying Islamic extremist, Muslim extremist, everybody uses those words. But why he would stick up for the rights of somebody who is bent on killing us as opposed to the rights of the Americans that peace-loving Americans that don't want to kill us. I want an explanation. You know, we've been demanding explanations from him all along. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And Hillary, she wants to hold the gun manufacturers responsible? You know why she wants to do that, right? Come on, you guys figure this out yet? Because if she can get that to go through, then she could force us to hold the email server manufacturer responsible for her email issue. Don't you think that's what it's about? I'm Joe Basile, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. I got a lot more to say. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn. learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
I get stuck in the music, I'm sorry. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. I can't sit on this fat wallet anymore. And it's not fat because there's money in it, I mean. Fat because there's all kinds of receipts in there that I should get rid of. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. A million things you can get involved with up there. You can actually get very distracted from what's going on. And I do very much appreciate the time you spent with me. So don't... But if you write stupid stuff to me, either I'm not going to respond or I'm going to nail you back. Hey, listen, I sell items on eBay. And one of the items I sell is a little lens that covers a life. If you've ever rented an RV, been in an RV, walked up in an RV, there's a little lens that goes over the light. We grab the handle to get in. So it lights the handle so you don't end up, killing yourself in the middle of the night trying to get inside. So, I don't know. We've sold quite a few of these things. And so somebody sends me a note. Now, if you understand how eBay works, you go looking for your item. You find it. I'm one of probably 20 people selling this item, this kind of item. And the guy sends me an email. And he says, what a thief you are selling a $12.90, a 20-cent piece of plastic for $12.99. I know that's what it costs you to make it. You're such a ripoff. And I looked at it. I just started laughing. I said, oh, an Obama supporter. And maybe even a Bernie Sanders supporter. I don't know which. And I was going to let it go and just blow it off. I said, nah, let me have some fun with this. Because I love to have fun with stuff like this. So anyway, I responded to the guy and I said, okay, so let me see if I get this right. First and foremost, if you can get these made for 20 cents a piece, I'll go into business with you, okay? And I'll give you half of what I make. We'll see if you still think I'm a ripoff when you're raking in the bucks because you're getting them for 20 cents a piece. Because I can't get it for 20 cents a piece even if I buy 4,000 at a time. Because that's the break-even point, okay? Number two, I said, you obviously are one of those people that are giving a government check or getting one anyway. Because what you've forgotten about is you come pick it up because it's got to go in an envelope. Somebody has to pay for the envelope, and it can't go into a regular envelope. It has to go to a padded envelope, and somebody has to pay for the envelope. Ooh, then there's this pesky little thing called postage. You got to pay for the postage. Oh, that's just amazing how that is. And then when you get done with all of that, figuring 1 out of every 10 gets lost, so you have to eat the cost out of 1 out of every 10, right? I mean, I can go on and on and on with this. And I said, so either you flunked your business class, you have no clue, or you're on welfare. I don't know which. Haven't heard back from him for some reason. I don't know why. Just amazing to me. So, and during the break, someone took a, someone did not like the fact that I want to put some kind of restrictions on guns. And again, I'm not the one that's going to make the rule as to what the restriction is. So I've got a guy that follows me on Facebook. And he openly admits, he says, you know, he's a 0 to 60 kind of guy, would wipe out a whole mall if he got mad at one of the cashiers. And at first you kind of laugh and you think, okay, you know, the guy's just joking around. And I get, he responds to some of my my posts that I put up on the family page. Family page, not for politics, we just have some, I have some fun, I do some lighthearted stuff on there. I don't mind if you want to chime in and be lighthearted too, but if you get stupid, I'm going to get stupid with you. It's really simple. So I put something up about being a dad. And his response to it was, I could never be a dad because my threats would be way too horrible, extreme, and they would not even be threats. They would be very, 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 very serious and grave and a solemn promise. I'll never get married. It's not for everybody. I have way too many emotional issues to have kids. To get married is, truth is something horribly disturbing, but it's true. And that's just a short version of what he wrote. Some of the stuff that he's written, I've had to delete almost immediately because it tinges him. He doesn't like the way I said it or it reminds him of something that happened to him in his childhood, and he goes from zero to off, all right? He's an American citizen. I never want to see a gun in his hand. Never do I want to see a gun in his hand. So I've got some good news for you guys. Well, actually, maybe should I give you the bad news first? Maybe I should give you bad news first. I like that one better. Because it always gets you, because then the good news is good. Even better. Better? The, the jobs report came out a few weeks ago. Remember that stellar report for May was, they added 38,000 jobs for May? Right? Wasn't that great? I'm sure everybody was excited at the White House for that one. But, things are getting better, right? So now here's one I never thought would happen. I mean, we're really in trouble if this is true. The Home Shopping Network is laying off over 350 people. The Walmart's laying off over 1,500. Going to try to move them laterally to other jobs and still take them. Bank of America, don't they print money over there? They're laying off 8,000 people. That's big. That's a lot. Let me see, CVS, 150, Right, what's the big whoop? No? That is a big deal, isn't it? Let me see. What else is on here? That's kind of exciting. No. University of Alaska. Yeah, some of the schools, some of the colleges and some of the junior colleges are laying people off all over the place. UMass of Boston, 400. Granbury schools are laying off 16% of their teachers. There's, where I just went past, Pennsylvania school districts are laying off. They won't tell you how many, though. Oh my God, this can't be good news. Keurig Coffee Company is laying off 108 people. There goes your coffee. You better get a Starbucks card or something like that. Western Digital Technology Company, 450 people. It just doesn't stop. But don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. Everything's cool. Right? You heard El Presidente. Everything's fine. Got nothing to worry about. You know the, you know what? Your heart's got to go out too. Your heart has to go out too. The parents who lost that 2-year-old at Disney. But a little bit more to that story than even we knew. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Go warm up your coffee. Actually, you should warm up my coffee. You could if I had it. We'll be right back.
Why, you did say something, didn't you? Are you doing that on purpose? Or can't you make up your mind?
That's the trouble. I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey.
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you part with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, producer Tammy said, you said there was good news and bad news. I gave you the bad news first, which was all those jobs being lost. The good news is I don't work for any of those companies. The good news for me, anyway. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spent with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots of good things happening there. Smarter people than I up in the live chat room that we have going on. You can learn from them. Because you ain't going to learn nothing from me. No, listen, seriously. All right, so a new study shows that colleges would save spaces. Now, come on, guess. You think they're popular? Guess what? They're not. They're among the least popular. Now, a college ranking website has released a new study on university Twitter trends, analyzing which schools have the most positive, neutral, and negative feats. Now, college ranking website, I guess it belongs to Twitter. It must be, right? The tweeting, and that is legal, and it is clean, at universities. Study conducted by collegestats.org examined over 100,000 tweets in March and April that contained the names of nearly 5,000 American institutions. Researchers used a computer filter to detect a host of positive and negative key phrases in each tweet. That's pretty cool. They then judged the online perception of each university based on the tweets about it. Well, that's because you know what it is, there's too many conservatives responding to those. Now, College Stats is not speculating on potential explanations for the findings, nor for the possible significance. But Campus Reform has noticed a certain degree of correlation between many college rankings and their prominence in the news. Now, Washington University in St. Louis, for instance, was named a school with the most negative words per tweet. That was during the month of March, by the way. Now, around the same time period, the campus weathered a protest against fossil fuels, also experienced a shooting near campus that triggered a lockdown leading to the students in fear of their lives. Now, the university with the second greatest negative is Bowdoin College. Is that it? B-O-W-D-O-I-N. Bowdoin? Put a G on it, it'd be Bowdoin. As Campus Reform reported in March, some students began demanding safe spaces in response to a tequila-themed party. I could see what that would happen. But I would, the safe space for me would be to keep them from throwing the bottles at me when they were done. I wouldn't be afraid about what they said. They considered the party as racist. Yes, and the only way to get away from racism is to go hide in a room. That always works, doesn't it? So the student government even worked to impeach two student senators who attended the party. Terrible. Their name was Rodriguez and Hernandez. They should have never gone. Another school would have, I can't stand it. We're in so much trouble, people. These are your next wave of legislators. That should scare the heck out of you. Another school with a high rate of negative words per tweet is Portland, where protesters recently disrupted a Board of Trustees meeting with shut down a student for Trump meeting. Now, the campus has also played host to periodic demonstrations calling for its campus police to be stripped of their weapons. We want the people protecting us not to have guns. So when the lunatic shows up with guns, what was the college that had the shooting just recently? I can't remember where it was. Yeah, it was right. It was Oregon and Washington. You're right. It was Oregon and Washington, right? And who did they call? They called campus police. The guys with the guns. Can you imagine? No. I think this is perfect. They should let this happen. And then you call, right? Hey, campus police. Yeah, they're shooting at us. We'd love to help you, but aren't you John, the guy that started the protest to take our guns away? We're going to stay at our safe place. We'll call the police. Let us know when to get there. Can you see this? I would do that. Oh, a bunch. Listen, here's the problem. We have a bunch of lunatics teaching a bunch of lunatics. It ain't going to get better, people. Oh, God bless America. Oregon Community College. There you go. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. Emory University, on the other hand, had earned the distinction of being a true neutral in terms of Twitter sentiment. With its positive and negative mentions canceling each other out, college staff infers that the neutral perception of Emory may have to do with the controversy that engulfed its campus in March when students complained of being triggered by the pro-Donald Trump chalk. God, you know what? God, I think that some of these kids, what you should do, when you go to college, they give you a whole packet of stuff, right? You should include diapers in there. Seriously. That way that we can at least tell or give them pacifiers. That way that we know when they're walking around, if they got diapers and a pacifier on, they're the ones that you want to keep away from sharp objects. Now, other schools enjoyed an unquestionably positive reception on Twitter, though particularly those who basketball teams performed well in the NCAA tournament that took place in the same time that College Stats was conducting its surveys. The school with the most positive average Twitter sentiment in the country was Villanova University, which won the NCAA men's basketball championship in April, after which faculty, students, and fans flooded Twitter with positive messages. Now, Syracuse University, which tied for second in the most positive category, also had a great year in basketball. So there's the thing, right? All you need is a great basketball team, and you can say whatever you want on Twitter, right? No, yeah, maybe. All right, last one here. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Drury University. They say, which enjoyed the greatest number of positive words per tweet, did not experience any great sporting success this spring, but like most of the other schools in that category, Drury is a small private institution that promotes a family atmosphere. Tweets from happy students and alumni recommending small schools help boost them to the top of the list. So this is like that reputation defender, right? All you got to do is get people to tweet a whole bunch of positive stuff about you that pushes it down. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, finding smarter people than I to converse with. And like I said, what's his name? Michael House is going to join me in the third hour. I forget because sometimes I've got them scheduled to see what they don't know is that I schedule these guys and then they swap hours on me or something like that. And it really throws a wrench in the works, so to speak. So how's this one for you? Since we were just talking about guns, this ought to be good. You know, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. I usually do on stuff like this. It never amazes me how totally ignorant and asinine school administrators can be. And apparently common sense is illegal to use on a school campus. I'm just guessing here because of some of the stories that we do. So in Portsmouth, Virginia, Douglas Park Elementary second grader Joshua Green missed more than a month of school this year. No, he didn't have bronchitis. Didn't have the shingles or chicken pox or anything like that. He brought two guns to class. One was a squirt gun. The other was a Nerf gun. I'll tell you what. I know this is going to sound bad. If you can really hurt somebody with a Nerf gun, you're good. You should head up our military. Seriously. So the weapon, and the weapons were bright colored and don't resemble a real gun to anyone that has eyesight. The boy's mother, Audrianne Davis, told a local TV station that Green was initially suspended for 10 days when he was busted with one of the toy guns during his physical education class, though he did not point it at anyone or make any sort of threats. School officials are now considering expelling the 7-year-old. Let me repeat that. They're going to expel the 7-year-old. I'm sorry. I was emotional and shocked like this was really happening because he's 7 years old, David said. Oh, no, we got to do this. We're not going to let this one go. We're going to pick up this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time you spent with me. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. call a place for mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call a place for mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air and the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. What is that? 5563, right? Yeah, close enough for government work. Anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Keith, you know, I get all these requests. Yeah, I know, I'm pretty popular, right? I get all these requests to be my friend on Facebook. Anyway, I'm getting a whole bunch of requests from people. I can't really read what's in their feed. I go look at their feed first to see if there's somebody I want to be friends with. So I have to say, Farouk, you're probably not the person I would be friends with. Some of the people that we've been checking out. Apparently the Muslim Brotherhood, I don't know why they have a problem with me. I'm always nice to them. Don't even know who they are. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. And no, I will not be your friend. I will not allow you to be my friend. Oh, there he is. His name is actually Abdul Raf Karishi. Something like that. Anyway, always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, so we were talking about the that poor little guy. Probably going to get suspended or something. Because he brought a Nerf gun to school. Actually, two of them. He brought a water pistol. And like it's fluorescent orange, and the Nerf gun's fluorescent green. These people are sick. The mother said he was originally suspended for 10 days. Now they're looking to expel him. He's 7 years old, really doesn't understand. And like I said, if you can seriously hurt somebody with a Nerf gun, you're good. You should head up. I don't care how old you are. You should head up special ops. You know what I'm saying? Mom says, I was emotional and shocked. Like, is this really happening? I mean, he's 7 years old. I understand. Okay, he's suspended, but now you're talking about expelling him? David said she usually checks her son's backpack for toys when he heads off to school. She said, blame myself. She said that one day I didn't do it. Okay, I always tell him, make sure you leave your toys in the house. So what he's saying, this like house toys and school toys, like you shouldn't be playing with guns in any way, shape, manner, or form, that even a Nerf gun is terrible and bad and wrong? What is that all about? Davis believes that strict school gun policies are important, but thinks administrators should use common sense. Oh, my God. Did I just swear? I'm sorry, I didn't mean. I think she swore. Common sense. And consider each case individually before issuing severe punishment. She's right, they should. She broke into tears discussing her son's predicament with Wavy. I don't even know what that is. He's small. He made a mistake. He didn't... oh, I'm sorry. W-A-V-Y. He's a... oh, God bless it. Hopefully it's not a station we're on. I'd really be in trouble. He's small. He made a mistake. He didn't understand what he was doing, she said. He don't, not my words, hers, I'm sorry. He don't even understand really what's going on and why he can't bring his toy guns to school. Davis is appealing her son's punishment, scheduled to make her case in front of the Portsmouth School Board. At a hearing on Thursday, her attorney, Tim Anderson, told WAVY that Green's possible expulsion is illogical. We have to have some, and he's right, you have to have some common sense here. Kid's never been really problematic before. Never had any real trouble to speak of. Right? And now he brings a Nerf gun to school, and you're going to expel him. We have to have some common sense, he said. There's no doubt that the toy gun, from Joshua's standpoint, he had it in a pocket. He had it in his pocket at PE. Wasn't even shooting at anybody. He just had it on him. District spokesman Ari Durrell said, the school board feels the community deserves their attention on matters involving weapons and look-alike guns. There is no gun... that I know of. Do you guys know of any gun, real gun, that is fluorescent orange or fluorescent green? Maybe lime green. You do? Different. Okay. They make them hot pink for women. Yeah. That's it. No, I'm not going to do that. All right. 87% of the folks who voted on WAVY Facebook page about the incident believe it was an innocent mistake, while a mere 13% believe he should be drawn and quartered. There are clearly toy water Nerf guns, not even somewhat representative of real guns, Morgan Harris wrote in the comments. When did we stop letting children be children? When the Dems took over. That's when it happened. When the PC police actually got some power. When you guys let them in, that's what happened. That's how it happened. Chewing a Pop-Tart in the form of a gun, or it might look like a gun. That's an expellable offense now. Are you? And these are the loons that want to run the country. Are you serious? It is time that Portsmouth and other school districts get some common sense. This child thought that he was sharing his toy guns with the school friends. 10 days of suspension, a possible 1 year expulsion. You idiots in Portsmouth. I'm sorry. Just think what you're doing to this kid. Think really what you're doing to the kid. Right? He's not upset. He's not irritated. I mean, he's not violent. He doesn't cause any trouble in school. He's never hit anybody. He's a pretty passive kid. Guns are cool. Is this supposed to be what's best for the child or the children? One person said, let's ruin an entire year of the child's life and school because the school is too PC and ignorant to understand that kids will be kids, and those were clearly not real guns. Think about it. Now, simply, one idiot writes, I'm sorry, did I say that? Did I say that? I didn't mean to say that. Yes, I did. Simply ask him to refrain from bringing those killer toys and give him a reason for the rule not to bring them. He'll understand. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Whatever. Anyway, I am, I'm not, God, I don't even know what to do with that. That's just so asinine. It's what, it's what helps us lose our faith in the education process. Don't you think? And here's another loon. They're all over the place, you know. I used to say, it's like horse manure on a ranch. These people are all over the place. This professor is blaming a professor at the University of Buffalo. He says conservatives and Christians are to blame for the Orlando shooting. Why, did the guy convert in the middle of his shooting? He must have. Because last I heard, he was a Muslim. So the University of Buffalo professor claims it was not Islamic radicalism that motivated Omar Mateen to slaughter 49 people. No. But rather Republican conservatives and the Christian belief system. This guy's teaching your kids. How stupid can we be? Come on, help me out here. I mean, this guy is a professor at a college. He gets paid with tax money. Jonathan Katz, an associate professor of visual studies, who was one of the first full-time American academics to be tenured in gay and lesbian studies, postulated in an interview Tuesday with the university's faculty and staff paper that terrorism and ISIS are distractions from the actual issue of anti-gay violence, which he claims is promoted by conservative rhetoric. He goes on to say, what we are trying to do here is camouflage the root of the problem, which is a long history of violent political rhetoric and homophobic policies by Republican officials and their conservative allies, Katz asserts. He goes on and he blames the right for deliberately using ISIS as a strategy to misdirect Americans from the path. You know what? I suggest him and his gay and lesbian friends, maybe they should go on a road trip. What do you think? Maybe they should go and visit the ISIS people, and maybe they should go and visit other communities like that to prove that it's the Christians that are violent towards them, to prove that we're wrong. Seriously. See, I love these people who aren't in it, who are so righteous with themselves, right? They're sure, but they're not living it. They're not in it. Has he ever stood there? Maybe he needs to stand there and watch them throw a gay or a lesbian off of a building. Maybe he should, then he should chime up, and then what he should do is protest it while he's there, don't you think? He goes on to blame the right for this. Saying that we use it as a smokescreen to keep them from knowing our true intentions. Now the killer, or as he puts it, the alleged shooter. Well, why? What do you mean alleged shooter? They have him on film. They have witnesses. What's alleged about it? See, this is where I part from the 100% legal ways. Look, I don't need him to be convicted in court, which he's never going to go to, right? I mean, dead. He's no longer the alleged shooter. He is the shooter/killer. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.